Hello, Sunshine. This is Dr. Stacey Ann C. Grant, the founder of Destiny Designers University and the Faithpreneur Movement. Faithpreneurs are faith-based entrepreneurs with a fidelity to God in organizing, managing, and operating their businesses, and or faith-based professionals looking to add another stream of income to their personal economy. I'd like to welcome you to our Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call podcast. These are weekly recordings of our Saturday fellowship where we've been sharing our prayer requests and praise reports in a safe, loving, and supportive environment for over a decade. Welcome to the family, and I pray that you are encouraged and continue in your faith walk.
Jesus, I can call on you depending on you. Good morning, family. It is our Saturday Faithpreneur VIP prayer call. You're the lifter of my head. I pray that you enjoyed the fellowship this morning, just coming before the throne of God just to give him thanks. It is the 20th of July, the year 2024, and so much is going on, but we pause every Saturday morning with the first fruit of our praise to just thank God. Thank him for being God. Thank him for covering us amidst what we see happening around us, and sometimes even immediately in family and extension. There's so much going on that we have to continue to pray without ceasing. So much I'm going to say. Let me just start out this morning asking you to keep me covered in your prayers, because I'm in the pre-conference meetings and preparation for the international grand boulet of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. So we have thousands coming to the city of Indianapolis to be able to handle the business of our organization, celebrate with our auxiliaries, our MECI, our Zeta Male Network, local friends and members of the Divine Nine coming to support. And on top of what would already be quite a lot for us to accomplish, we are honored for the historic visit of the Vice President of these United States, Kamala Harris, who will be coming. And if you've ever been around any protocol when the President or Vice President comes, it adds quite a level of intensity to what needs to happen, and Secret Service and all of the different moving parts that we are carefully negotiating as not to be disruptive to our conference agenda and just find that happy medium. So needless to say, I'm always in need of your prayers, but I'm in need of 10 times your prayers for those who've been with us. And we know Faithpreneur Weekend is always an exciting opportunity to stretch our faith every year. And I know everyone's like, well, what's going on with Faithpreneur Weekend 2024? We're going to be doing a taping similar to what we did last year. We'll have some details on that because of the all-consuming conference I'm planning right now. We are a little bit off the schedule of what we would normally be sharing with the community for you all to plan and arrange to be around. But just save August 17th on your calendars, and more details to come. But definitely pray my strength, my team. We have an interfaith committee. We have an international chaplain and an interfaith committee that prays and acknowledges just those of us of the who have our faith tradition. We were founded by five Christian women, and we have others who have joined the organization and have other traditions. So just creating always space for us to be prayerful for our work, for our sisterhood, for our outreach. And they called a special prayer call last week, it just in preparation of everything. And before they prayed, I prayed for them. And, you know, I got a message about some of the challenges that individuals on the team were experiencing, and then heard the news about Representative Sheila Jackson Lee transitioning, and then had news of a past regional director that just transitioned. I mean, the news is just coming in. And then whatever this computer glitch, Microsoft challenge that happened and affected flights and affected some companies and affected banks. I mean, you talk about all of the interconnections of what seemingly, you know, I call cuckoo for Cocoa Puff, so much going on every side. I said, Lord, you told us that these days would be coming. There have been prophetic words that have warned about some of the challenges that we would see in these days. And I said, this is truly an opportunity for us to practice what we preach, right? Practice that we don't start panicking, we start praying, and we start seeking God's face for answers, for deliverance, with an expectancy that He is going to cover us, even as we walk through the fire, even as we go through the storm, that He hasn't left us, that He will be with us, because we are living in a fallen world. Crazy things happening every day. We're not exempt from the situations, the trials, and the tribulations of the world. But what we are taught is the weapons to use. And yesterday was, it was really an intense day. And as I lay down, I typically turn on either a praise list, or I'll listen to a good sermon to just soak into my spirit as I'm going to sleep. And even as I wake up, just to turn on what will feed my spirit, feed my faith. You know, I encourage you all the time to be really intentional about what you're listening, what you're putting in your ear gate. Sometimes we think that things are harmless because it's just for entertainment purposes. But once it's in your subconscious, once it's in your mind, it sits there and it starts to grow and it starts to just fester seeds, right? And you're not as strong sometimes to filter out the noise of the world and the challenges, because the enemy will use any little way he can to try to get into your mind, to start tormenting your spirit, to start making you doubt God's capacity to do all things. And that's why when we declare and decree and we bring His word back to Him in this fellowship, in this space that we carve out to come as a community to lift up the name of Jesus, it gives us strength to fight another day. And as I closed my eyes, I said, Lord, You wake me up tomorrow with new grace and new mercies, new answers, new solutions to all that is happening and going around, because this is Your work through me. You know, I said, I've come too far now to turn back. And that's all of us when we're faced with the ebbs and the flow of life. And when I chose that song this morning for our fellowship, and I went into Psalms 3, and that's, you know, one of the scriptures that they took to create the lyrics for the song, particularly, which verse, I'm going to read the whole scripture, but the, where's the line? Verse 3, but Thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory and the lifter up of mine head. And that's one of the scriptural references that they used in this particular song, because when you're going through, when you are dealing with life, it's not easy, right? And we don't do a good job of just talking through with the saints of God how to manage and go through the challenges. I mean, the Hurricane Beryl was enough that caused so much disruption. So many here in our family in Houston, Carmen, Mother Edna, people on my team for our international headquarters, affected for over a week without power. Just so much that is going on from day to day to day. And I said, Lord, when it gets so much, when it seems like you're almost choking on all the situations, help us to release that anxiety, to release what we feel we have to control, and to truly just turn it over to You, to be the lifter of our head, to work on our behalf, to comfort us in knowing that our faith is working in the background, that what You said You will do, and these tests, these trials, these situations, it works in us and through us. It don't feel good when we're working through it, but it helps us to be able to develop that faith muscle. So I'm going to read Psalms 3. I do have multiple emails, forget about it. It's like a tsunami with all of the different moving parts that are going on. And I will stay in the fellowship as long as I can this morning. But Psalms 3, as I thought about the song and as I thought about that verse, I said, we're going to break this chapter down because all of you are going through something, just getting out of something or heading towards it. And we lift up our Clubhouse Auntie Roz and Uncle Vinny as he is going through his season of being able to conquer medical challenges. You know, if I were to just take this call and have everybody just list all of the things that they're going through, we'd never get off the call. But rather, we're going to switch our focus and our energy to press, push, and pray and praise our way through what's going on. Because the answers that I don't have, Jesus knows. The situations that I cannot fix, he can straighten in an instant. What seems impossible is always possible through God because there's nothing that he can't do. And we're all going to be tested by the words of our testimony. We're all going to be tested by what it is that we say we believe. And we're going to hold on to God's unchanging hands. Where two or three are gathered, there he is in the midst. So as we cry out to the Lord, he hears us and will answer us. So Psalm 3, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many are they that rise up against me. This is for those of you who might be in situations where people are plotting and planning against you, who want to see your demise and your downfall. Not everybody is in your cheering squad. Not everybody wants to see the blessings that you are ordained and purposed for. So they are always doing things that are contrary to a peaceful life and situation. And when those troubles arise, this scripture really is an opportunity for you to use this psalm as a praise, as an outcry. Verse 2 says, many there be which say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. Like there are many people who are like, oh, he always talking about Jesus. Oh, they always going to church. They always this. And, you know, this is going to happen or that's not going to happen for them. Or why is it taking so long? I thought they were building this building. I thought this was happening. A lot of just naysaying that others will allow themselves to be used for evil instead of good. But verse 3 says, but thou, O Lord, art a shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. This is a reminder to us that God will not see us fail, that we cannot fail. We are his children. And verse 4 says, I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. Thank God that the Lord can still hear. He's not deaf. His ears aren't clogged up. That when we cry out in earnest prayer, like, Jesus, help me. Sometimes you can't even get the words out. It's just a moan. It's a groan. It's a cry. But when you cry out to the Lord in sincerity and he knows that you have totally surrendered, because our TLC loves to say, God, when you reach your extremity, like the end of your rope, that's the beginning of God's possibility, right? When you've gotten to the point where you've done all you can do and all you can do is stand, this is when God steps in, and he may not come when you want him, like the song say, but he'd be there right on time because he is an on-time God. And verse 5 says, I laid me down to sleep. I awake for the Lord to save me. And that was my Thanksgiving this morning. I said, Lord, you laid me down to sleep last night with all the things going on, all the situations, and you sustained me and you woke me up. And we're just going to keep going through this day with more opportunity for you to show yourself as God. And verse 6 says, I will not be afraid of 10,000 of people that have set themselves against me round about. So you can have what seems to be like an army coming after you. You know that you are still standing protected by God, and the angels are making room and straightening out all crooked places. And verse 7 says, arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. And 8 says, salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. So just the scripture for those of you who might be in the midst of some battles, some challenges, some trials, to know that God is the lifter of our head. And as we fellowship today. My prayers go out to everyone who is bereaved at this time. And of course, as a country is recognizing and acknowledging Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, and our dear sister Carmen was very close to her and worked on her campaign. So I can only imagine how her heart feels. I've had a couple of opportunities to interact with her. The services for my dear sister was yesterday, and I wasn't there. I had something read on my behalf. She married my brother from another mother. We've literally been together in this thing called life since 16 years old. We were in a leadership program that truly created family, and their middle child is my goddaughter. So navigating how to be there for her in this time, you know, when you stand as a godparent, you never want the day to come where you really have to step into that role and that opportunity of being supportive when someone is transitioned. So just keep the Richardson family in prayer, praying for those who might have also had illness or any challenges with their health and recuperating from that. You know, we just want to lift them up and want to thank God for covering and bringing folks out of any of those challenges. Those who've been traveling just on vacation or taking time down, that God gives a safe traveling journey to and fro. Those who are dealing with some of the instances that we're having with the grid being down for some people on these airlines, like all these situations that are going on. I just put that before the Lord to just keep us and guide us. And as we fellowship today, we're going to continue to not only do what we do as customary here, and I don't know who is on the conference line, we'll check with them, but just to thank God for what we're grateful for after we introduce, tell everyone where you're tapping in from, what you're grateful for, declare and decree your scripture for today. Mine is Psalm 3:4. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, and he heard me out of his holy hill. So that is what I'm standing on for just covering and for new grace, new mercy as this day starts over each and every one of us. So D. Jason Hodge and Carmen Wolfpreneur, I thank you all for being here today for the time that you are able. And we'll just go through whoever wants to come up and be a part of the fellowship. And then we'll close down because I will be jumping into a couple of meetings myself this morning. So love you all. And I thank you for those who have been partnering with me to invest in the work that we are still building out for our Faithpreneurs and Destiny Designers University. So I thank you for that. And I thank you for being a blessing and just continue to keep me covered and lifted as we do this work. Because in addition to my role as president, God's work will continue to move on with Destiny Designers University and the way in which the team will grow and expand to launch this Faithpreneur TV network. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Love you. And DJ Jason Hodge, I'm going to turn it over to you to moderate for a moment because I just got another ding.
All right. All right, sis. Hey, everybody. Okay, so I have sent out invites. If you didn't get an invite to come on up, don't think that you're not invited. I just ran into the app glitching, so I invited as many as I could before the app said nope. So you are all invited to pop up on stage here. I would look forward to hearing your voices on this. And by the way, I am the Jason Hodge. I'm hailing in from Lakewood, Washington, and I am grateful for being here. I'm grateful for all the stuff that God does on a regular basis. And my scripture is, as always, Philippians 4:6-7. That's the one that says, be anxious for nothing. And I just see how that works on a daily in everything that I do. Just being able to get still and let God move. Sometimes things come up and we're easy to be really pressing to get it. And we can miss God's timing in that when we are so anxious about things that we start missing different signs. So I would say that for me, just letting me slow down enough in order to speed up, in order to put things in place, in order to put infrastructure in place and all of that, he's really given me a completely different perspective. And then even when I want something right now, I see when God just kind of pulls the reins back a little bit, and then I see things unfold, and it ends up being even better than had I gotten it right then. So being anxious for nothing or cautious for nothing, and just letting God do what God does, remaining steadfast on building out my faith in him has been a tremendous help across the board. So it has really calmed my spirit. So that's my declaration, is that everything that God has for me and my family, he's got for me and my family, and that no weapon formed against us will prosper, and that we will continue to have blessings overtake us. So grateful for that. Thank you, sis, for the opening.
Amen.
Yes, 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 yes. And we got Sister Carmen on the floor right now. Hey, sis, how you doing?
Hey, do we want to do the conference line first?
Yes, we should. Let's see if anybody is open and available over on the conference line. Just star one. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, what you're grateful for, and your scripture that you are declaring and decreeing today. All right, they may be in listen mode. We can check back with them and keep it moving over here.
All right, amen. Good morning, everyone. Good morning, sis. Good morning, brother. Good morning, family. As always, this is my favorite morning to just spend time with each of you. It's not one of the best mornings, as you know. A dear friend, mentor, someone that I've been very, very close to. And not just close to, I'm looking at pictures and text messages at any given moment. She may call, and to know that I'm not going to hear her voice, it is difficult. The loss is hard. And not only was she close to me, but she was a mighty woman of faith and a great woman to this nation, not just the city of Houston, to the nation. So Congresswoman, we will miss you. Your presence will be truly missed. And so, yes, it's not a great morning because of that, but it is a great morning because God is good. So I just ask for y'all prayers for her family. She has two beautiful children, a husband, and a couple grandkids that are truly hurting. Our pastor, Bishop James Dixon, here in Houston, was one of her best friends. He this morning in prayer, he's really taking it, you know, I mean, a man of God, but someone that he, for over 40 years, walked hand in hand doing things here, not only in our city, but for our nation. So it's a huge loss for us, but God has a purpose for everything. Her life and the things she's done in Congress and across the nation speaks volumes. And sometimes we're more appreciated when we're not here. And so I just thank God that I have the relationship, truly the relationship, where I would get a phone call, you know, quite often from her or her staff, and pray for her staff. She's very close to a lot of people that worked for her, and they're taking it pretty hard as well, as you can imagine. But I also wanted to thank you all for your prayer. 7 whole days of no power here in Houston. We just got power 6 days, I can't even remember, and it was pretty tough. The good thing that came out of that is when you have nothing to do, nothing else to do in the dark, you call on him even more. I have probably more conversation with God in those 7 days than I did in my whole life. And so it was hard. So thank y'all for the prayers, for the support, for the gifts. I can't tell you how much I love each of you. And with that being said, I have some great news. When we got power, I got a call and an email on Monday from a board member that serves at a medical facility here in Houston that is owned by the Archdiocese on Monday. And on Wednesday, I had a meeting with two of the board members, and now they're asking me to come back next Tuesday and meet with the CEO and other medical directors and other leadership. And so I am claiming that whatever they want me to do, I'm claiming it. So I'm asking y'all to say a special prayer for me on Tuesday morning. I think I'll be there for 3 hours. That's how many people they want me to meet with on Tuesday morning, starting 10 a.m. on Central Standard Time. So say a prayer that this assignment is mine. And so I'm excited about that. And just, you know, I tell you, this is a place that I just, Stacey, I love this place. I love you, sis, for creating this. I remember 12 years ago when, or maybe 13, I lose count, when you first introduced this call to me, although I was listening in silent mode for many, many, many years, at least 10 years. It has been such a blessing, and I know it's not just a blessing to me, but each and every one who we tuned in, looking forward to fellowship and looking forward to hearing your voice and your message. And it was something you said earlier that really resonated with me. Hoping you can still hear me, was when you talked about be careful what you put in your, you know, you listen to the things you put in your spirit, because, you know, Satan is the prince of the air. And you are so right that you got to be mindful, because sometimes we don't even realize that we're, you know, maybe listening to a song, or maybe, you know, listening to the news or to people with negative spirits and attitudes that gets stuck in us and we don't even realize. And that's how Satan works invisibly. And so that was a great point, sis. And I'm going to stop there. My scripture is, and I've been saying this for the last couple of weeks, Isaiah 40:31. But I that wait upon the Lord shall renew my strength. I shall mount up with wings as eagles. I shall run and not be weary, and I shall walk and not faint. And I just love that scripture, because it just continues to remind me that it is the Lord and who I need to wait on. We get so, you know, caught up trying to make things happen. And we can't do that, especially as people of faith. We have to allow God in his own time and in his own way to allow things to happen in our life. And I've had to learn that the hard way. So that is one of my favorite scriptures. And so I'm going to pause. And again, thank y'all for your prayers. Please keep us lifted in this season of loss of our congresswoman. And I yield my mic.
Absolutely, sis. I'm going to jump in to say, I know as soon as I heard, I started just praying for you and Bishop Dixon. I know this is a lot for all of you and what she represented to so many people. And it's the times we're living in is interesting. And I just thank God for lifting up your head. I thank you for just the blessing that you are, and knowing that the testimony on the other side is just so much greater. And, you know, the scripture that you personalize is the foundational scripture for our work in Destiny Designers University. And when you take the scripture and you personalize it, you can feel your strength coming back, right? When you make it really personal to you, not just you can literally feel your strength coming back when you're fighting the good fight of faith in whatever area, whatever situation. I had a, Tuesday, Monday, I lost track. But this week, I had this pain that started going through like the side of my arm, not like a shooting pain or something. Say, oh, you know, you got to get to the doctor if something's happening. More like, I don't know if it was like a stretched muscle or a pinched nerve. All I know, it was more painful than I could even describe. I couldn't even lift my arm up. I was walking around like I had a cast on my hand, and I said, okay, I plead the blood of Jesus. I have no time for this. I'm getting ready to leave town. This conference is coming. What is going on? So I started rubbing it and massaging it, and then I asked Andrew to use this massage gun, but I had to fight through the pain, right? And I had to continue to hold on to my healing. We have the power in our tongue to declare and decree. I said, I'm not going down like this. And I just pleaded the blood of Jesus. I kept rubbing it. And it didn't mean that the pain wasn't there. facts are always apparent and can be told to us, but faith trumps facts. And I had the faith to believe that I was not going to stay in that pain and that situation. I said, I got to speak over my own self and encourage myself through this pain. I couldn't even lay down right. It was pounding. And I just had to hold on. I said, my faith tells me that, one, I can use wisdom and know this is not something that I need to rush to an ER for. And two, whatever it is, I have the faith in knowing that I can rub this thing out, plead the blood of Jesus, God's holy angels and healing power. And Andrew's looking at me like, you can't even lift your arm. He had to come help me just even put my arm up to put it in or out of something. It was something else. It was 24 hours of sheer crazy. But I thank God for his healing power, for what speaking the word, and that's what I had to do. I said, by his stripes I'm healed, by his blood I'm cleansed. You have to know how to dial in on that level of understanding, because you will be tested. We're not exempt. We don't get a get out of jail free card because we say we love Jesus. We got to be able to press, push, pray, and praise our way through these challenges and these circumstances. And Lord, you know, I love to quote Pastor Hannah, we out here now. And with everything we got going on, we have to stand on his word and his knowing. So we thank God in advance for you, my sister, with this opportunity, because what's for you is for you. No man can stop it. No man can delay it. They've tried many a times in our lives, the day being all the minions trying to come against your destiny, the thing that God has for you. But we thank you, Lord, for doors opening, for new mercies, new grace, unmerited favor, just the remnant, the blessings. Like, this is this July, we're not leaving July without getting what we owe. We take it back. So I just thank God in advance for you, and just praising him for your strength and covering as you deal with all of the preparation to celebrate the life of Representative Sheila Jackson Lee and all the lives that she touched. And I just thank you for being a sister, for real. And yeah, that day when you unmuted, I was shocked out of my mind. I was like, Carmen's been on this call all this time. But yeah. God knew, and he knows the plans that he has for us. So love you, my sister.
Thank you. Love you. Can I just mention, too, I forgot to mention that I'm doing another boot camp coming up in August. Many of you are on my email and you got the message. I will post the flyer in our community, if that's okay. Stacey, please, you know, invite your friends. Come back if you've been at the boot camp. You know, it'll be well worth 8 weeks of spending time with me, learning what God says about his money and resources. So August 19th is the next boot camp coming up. For more details, check out the flyer in our community. Thank you.
Awesome. 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 And I want to highlight something that Carmen brought up and that Stacey just brought up as well in relation to how long Carmen had been on the call before she said something. And this is for all of you who are seeing things. You've got something, you're on the build and all that, and you don't realize how many people are actually there supporting you and watching you and rooting for you. Keep moving forward. Because you may have a Carmen on your call. You may have a Stacey on your call. You may have somebody in there that you never would have expected would be in there rooting for you and supporting you. Keep moving forward. Okay. Whatever God has given you, keep moving forward. All right. And we've got Brother Darren on the floor. Brother Darren, what you got?
Good morning, family. This is Darren Smith, Baltimore, Maryland. Grateful for life, for God in my life, my family, friends, colleagues, associates, extended family, especially this one, for good health and strength. Roof over my head, clothes on my back, food with big teeth. A strong body, mind, and soul. And I just say to you, I know you don't know, again, don't know this, but you've been in my notes again. With the praise and worship songs you have about, you know, God being everything. So today, that's my... That's what we talk about, Bible study, God is our, you know, everything. And this is a very, hold on a second, well-known scripture. I had on my other, okay. Ephesians 3:20, now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that works in us. So like I said, there's nothing that he can't do. So, I mean, he's everything because he can do everything. So, you know, we just have to, I know we realize that, but I'm not saying we don't. But it's like, you know, he does, again, everything. I mean, it's nothing that he cannot do. And that's one of my other favorite scriptures, too. I think it's Luke 1:37, with God, nothing is impossible. But my scripture that I'm always declaring and decreeing is Matthew 7:7-8. And I asked, and it was given to me. I seek, and I find, and I knock, and it was opened unto me. So, and again, another thing, the closed mouth never gets fed. So if you, and then I think I also heard, you know, if we don't ask a question, the answer will always be no. So, and I was speaking from, because I used to be like, I may not believe, I was a shy person back in the day, I might not believe that, but I was. And it's like, you know, because I think, I want people who want to call, you know, a while back, I just sat down listening, and you know, which I'm glad I did, but it's like, okay, you know, maybe it's time for me to say something. So, and I've been rolling ever since, so I'm not stopping anytime soon. So I'm just, you know, always glad to be with this community. I love you guys. Happy birthday to everybody in the month of July. Like I said before, this is one of the best months of the year. We're going to talk about that a little more next week. Happy birthday, everybody. You know, it's celebrations, you know, summertime. You know, it's one of my favorite times of the year because my birthday comes up, but, you know, that, with the weather, it's so hot. But, I mean, we just got to, you know, we got to. So, with that, I think that's all I have for right now. So, park my bike, and I get ready. I'm getting ready for my big week next week. We'll talk about that. But, yeah, I think I'll be here. Love you guys.
Love you too, bro. Thank you for that share. And we've got Sister Patty on the stage. Patty, mic is yours. If you're talking, Patty, we can't hear you. You may have to pop out and pop back in.
Is that my Patty?
That's your Patty.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I haven't heard her voice in forever. I know she's getting her microphone set. I can't wait to hear what you're grateful for and your scripture declaration. Hey, Patty, hey.
Yeah, Patty, you might have to pop out and pop back in because we're not hearing you, sis. And while Patty's doing that, we'll pop on over to Tanika.
Good morning. Can you all hear me?
Yep, we can hear you.
I'm driving, so good morning, family. I am grateful for, as Brother Darren said, you know, July, the month of July, baby. I made a declaration that I was going to kind of, you know, celebrate the last year of my 40s, like a whole month. So I'm on my way. I put it in the chat. I'm on my way to a women's prayer breakfast. And then last weekend, I was in Louisiana for a baby shower, and that was just a beautiful weekend. And of course, the week before that was my birthday week, and I was in New Orleans. Wait a minute. Last weekend was St. Louis. The weekend before that was Louisiana. And I'm back home for this women's prayer breakfast. And so it's so much that I have to say that I know I'm a gift of gabber and I talk too much, but I'm trying to keep it in and contain it all, but it's just so much. I first want to say that while I was on the plane, I began to go back to reading The Fear of God by John, I always forget his last name, John Bevere, B-E-V-E-R-E. And it's from a group that I was, I subscribed to a group on Instagram called Prayer, Coffee, and a Moment. And the founder is my transparent moment. And so this founder was going through all of the different moments of her birthing journeys. And so she created a subscriber group, and this is the book. Well, we tried to start the book, and then we all kind of fell off. And so then I said, I'm going to read this book on the plane. I got to chapter 3, and I'm like in the clouds, literally bawling my eyes out. I'm like, oh my God, this book just causes you to look at the fear of God, you know, differently, meaning that we want to, you know, please him. Everything that God just like, we just like, you know, we want to be righteous and have righteous living and move in that fear of like the things that mistakes we make, that we know that we're not supposed to go down that path. So I'm on the plane crying, had a blessed time. And then the week of my birthday, my husband and I had a little disagreement, okay, of sorts, I'll say that. And so it's literally been 2 weeks of us kind of like, hi, good morning. We've been married for 14 years, but we've been going through just a little season. So yesterday, and I'm going to get to my scripture, but it's so many layers. I'm trying, Dr. Stacy, pray for me. I'm trying to wrap it up. I am, because I know there's many on the stage that have testimonies and things that they want to talk about, but there's layers to this. So yesterday, my husband is on Facebook. He's just scrolling Facebook, and he sees that someone passed away. And I was like, oh, no. Now, this man's name is Will Carey. He's a pastor. He went to Old Dominion University with my husband. And I, of course, met him through my husband. He had a wife and two children. Well, when I first met them, they were little, like maybe 5 and 3, you know, a couple years behind each other. But I'm sure they're a lot older now, teenagers maybe. And so whenever I would see Pastor Carey at convocation, he would always say, he would always ask me how my husband is doing. He's like, how's your husband doing? How's the family doing? How's the kids doing? And I was just like, oh, he's good. You know, keep him in your prayers. You know, just pray for him. Keep him lifted, you know. So this convocation, I'm preparing because I'm over the dance team. And so we're getting prepared. And, you know, Will won't be there this year. And I won't get to have him ask about my husband. So immediately, I went to my husband and I said, I want you to forgive me. I'm sorry. You know, please forgive me. And he was like, yeah, because, you know, we just, second day of the vacation. Now, we talked 2 weeks ago. I'm still mad at you over that. And it just brought me to a place of, again, reconciliation and how to, we have to forgive. We have to, you know, not let the sun go down on our wrath. Even my little daughter, my teenager say, yeah, mommy and daddy, y'all not supposed to go to bed angry with one another. So it was just a lesson. But yesterday, a young lady that I would have to probably put her information in the chat so you all can follow her. But as Carmen said, many of us on the call have been in the wealth challenge, Carmen Wealth, 60-day wealth challenge. And so I was unable to send my blessings to anybody in the group, and I emailed Carmen and said, Carmen, I wasn't able to, you know, send a blessing. She said, well, just sign up again. And I was like, okay, I have to do that. I'll sign up again because I'm going through financial challenges. And so yesterday, a young lady on Facebook had, I follow her. I had known her from being on Ellen DeGeneres. Happened to find out that young lady's son was my church mama's grandson. And then the connections are just so close. So then for her graduation, she just graduated with her master's degree from Norfolk State University. I sent a blessing to her. And so I just was like, okay, God, when I have it, I can do it. But I want to be able to consistently be, you know, a giver and not, you know, a lender. I want to continue to bless your people and help because I have that love to want to help. And so she posted this long testimony, and one of another prophet, Sierra Mason, has shared her post on Facebook. And she was requesting like $2,000 to help so her house wouldn't be foreclosed on. able to help you at this time. I said, but please know that whenever you need anything, I will be able to help you. And so I posted, I shared that on Facebook, and the scripture that I posted was from St. Peter 3. Now, a couple of the weeks ago, I had also shared another scripture. So we'll have to read the whole thing, but it's so long, so I won't read the whole thing. But the one that I want to focus on is verse 9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, to usward, to me, not willing that any, that I should perish, but that all, that I should come to repentance. And so I just want y'all to see how God works. You know, I was dealing with the issue with my spouse. Someone passed away that has a spouse with 2 children. I got 4, thank you, Lord. And he brought me to repentance because of an issue that me and my husband had. And like Dr. Stacy said, everything with the cyber situation that happened yesterday and all the airports and everything. And I put in the chat from Pastor Nathaniel Green, his message that he had on a dream. I put that in there so you all could read that. But we are living in the last days, and everything that we do has to be about God's business. Everything we do has to line up with our purpose. And so that's why I love this Faithpreneur Saturday call, because it's just what I need. Just when I feel like my fuses are running low, I get the unction to go back and come back again. And my song that I want to, I'm going through a tunnel, so I hope I don't cut out. But the song that I'm preparing with our dance team is by Renee Winston. God can do anything. God can do anything. God can do anything but fail. And so I love you all with the love of the Lord. I'm so sorry that took long, but y'all have to pray for me. I got to learn how to wrap it up a little bit better. But I'm just thankful and I'm grateful. And so I yield my mic.
Thank you for that share, sis. All right. And we go ahead. Sis.
And look, I just want to praise God real quick, as I heard some of that say, look here, that's a word, that's a testimony, right? You talk the truth sometimes. You have situations, and when you're transparent and sharing, I just want to honor you for that, for sharing, right? And that your kids are watching, and sometimes you just got to take a moment and say, all right, let me evaluate what's going on here, right, and what's happening, and just the courage that took. So, we just bless God for you, and thank you for just being steadfast. And while you're going through, this hasn't come to say, it's come to pass. And we trust God that he will do what he says, because he knows the plans that he has for you. So thank you for sharing, sis. I got to jump back. Oh, Lord, got another call. Pray my check. Hey, Patty girl, it's your mic working.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. May I go, please? I'm on my good morning.
Yeah, hold on one second, Dr. Viva. We're just trying to, because Patty was going first, and so she was popping out and popping back in. Okay, Patty, it looks like the mic still isn't working. See if maybe you have to swipe the app off altogether and then restart it and then try it that way. Okay, good stuff. All right, Dr. Viva.
Can't be on Bluetooth. She's gone now.
Yes. Peace and blessings, everyone. I'm on my way to the airport to take my son. And I just wanted to just jump in. I didn't see her come back. But I just thank God for his word, and greetings and blessings to you, Madam President. And I will continue to keep you in prayer, knowing I will be there tomorrow in Indianapolis as we do the business of VESA. And my scripture today, I'm calling from North New Jersey, and I'm decreeing and declaring that what God said he would do, he's going to do. And my scripture is Numbers 23:19, and I have to say, my son's flight was delayed, and I thought I had a little more time at home. And this time I got my Bible out because I didn't want to get tripped up with anything, put an I in it. Because, you know, you memorize scriptures, but not necessarily put an I in it. And I thank you for giving me that shift, right? So that I can put I in it and put me in it. But this scripture is 23 and 19 is that God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said it, shall he not do it? And we thank God for that. And that is from the King James Version, that whatever God said he's going to do, he's going to do. And his promises are yes and amen. So let's stand on him. Let's trust him. Let's trace him where we can't see him, because that's our faith in exercising that. And look past. Look in the past and what God has done for us already and how he has kept his word. We cannot tell him how to answer our prayers, but know that he will answer, because one victory gives us another victory to win. That is my share this morning. Y'all be great. Stay hydrated wherever you are, because it is hot. And just take some time out to take care of yourself and take care of your family. I yield my mic.
Thank you for that share, sis. All right, let's see if Patty's mic is working.
Hello, hello.
Hey, oh my. We can hear you. We can hear you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you guys for all the love you're giving to the world and me as well. And I wanted to say, first and foremost, my deepest condolences. And that always seems like not good enough, but it is just enough. I just want to extend that may her legacy live on forever through the word, through the stories, through her legacy. I think that's an honor. And I am going to piggyback on you and Dr. Stacy, but this is a different verse. Isaiah 26, 3-4 says, you will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast because he trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever. For the Lord is the rock, the eternal rock. I just want to say this, that if you are a believer, you already have favor with God. God favors you. If you believe in God, God favors you. And that's what faith is about. It's blind. It's not seen. It's not knowing. It's just having that, oh my God, that eternal, steadfast, never ceasing to trust in the one and only who can do anything and bring us peace of mind and heart, even through things that we cannot understand. That's what happens when you trust in God. He favors you. And then it all makes sense in hindsight. Then we could go, ah, now I get it. Now I get it. And that's why I love Isaiah, because Isaiah, you know, the name Isaiah means humor. It's God's humor, right? We sometimes as humans, we just like, how dare us? You know, we laugh. We're like, yeah, really, God? Yeah, let's see. Once in a while we do that, because we're humans, right? However, when we just give it right back to him, you know, he's the last one laughing. And look at God. I just want to say one more time, God favors you. That's all you need to do is believe in him, trust in him, spread the love, spread the word, and he will favor you always and forever. God bless, and thank you for letting me speak.
Amen. My daddy, I miss you.
God favors you. Oh, we missed you too, Dr. Stacy. We went to Fraser. We went to a PNC, and you were, you know, we did the best we could. However, you were mentioned every single day. You know, we started off mentioning how many hats you wear, and it wasn't realized until you weren't there. So kudos for what you've been doing for so many years. I didn't even realize you were doing this call for so many years. I thought it was just a Clubhouse thing. So really, really, I got to be honest, my hat off to you, Dr. Stacy. I love you so much.
Oh, thank you, my Patty. I appreciate it. It was a little strange. This is the first year that I was not at PNC. I can't be at 10 places at once, and I truly missed everyone. I shot over a couple of text messages, and I'm glad that, you know, we were able to still gather and have a wonderful PNC. But I was like, I'm missing my family. But it felt good to know that my value was recognized and missed, and Dr. Fraser was like, when are you out of office? Like, how much longer do I have to go? But I love you, and I thank you, Patty, for being a blessing. I got to stop by and check out House of Creativity, too. You know, my world is just taking on a whole new...
Well, we represented, though. The Lemonade Stand came in strong at 7 a.m. We had people come and join us. We actually had some people join us in church now when we start off the day at 6 a.m. So thank you for allowing us to fulfill that space. You know, I know you were away, but I know that was always your segment. But, you know, we were able to at least do our best under the circumstances. So thank you.
Oh, I know you did beyond the best, and God got glorified, and that's what matters. So I am just so excited to hear you and look forward to when I can hug you next in person. And I see that we have Sister Robin here, and then I'm going to read the devotion from my Commanding Your Morning to close us out and pray and give everyone an opportunity to go and enjoy the rest of their Saturday. It won't be a marathon day today. And I thank you all for sewing. And I'm going to ask that Jason has the Cash App, but thank you, my brother, for those who wanted to put an offering and sow a seed. If we can put up the, and I'll actually do it. We're looking for support as we're building out the next iteration of our Faithpreneur experience and creating not only the largest directory of faith-based businesses, but our marketing through our Faithpreneur TV network and taking it through mainstream media, not just through cable. So really looking for those who might know individuals who would be willing to partner with us. So the Cash App that was up here, for those who've been asking, well, how do I throw an offering or, you know, pay my tithes here for what we do? And I thank you for that, because it helps to just facilitate all that goes on behind the scenes. But if you have someone that you know that wants to partner with us as we build out this directory and give complimentary access to our emerging and aspiring faithpreneurs that want to be listed in this directory, you can read all the information on the link and share that out. We appreciate that partnership as we move forward. And I just want to thank you for the way in which you have been here in community, whether you've been on the conference line for over 15 years, you've been joining in on Clubhouse since we started here during the pandemic, or even catching our replays and our podcast. We are grateful for each and every one, and those who share it, those who let others know, come join the family. And, you know, we're looking to expand some of our team members that'll be solely focused on that social media portion of our engagement and building out this massive space for our faithpreneurs to have their visibility and the partnerships and collaborations with all of those who work with us doing God's work. So just really grateful for you all. I do have to start another round of meetings, but I hope that Psalm 3, as we went through that this morning and just talking about the lifter, whoo, God is the lifter of our head. And just as Sister Tanika shared her transparent moment, I'm just so grateful this is a safe place that we can talk about our growth and our development. We can talk about that favor that is over our lives, as Sister Patty talked about, that we can talk and really be honest about what Brother, you know, Jason, and we call him Pastor Hard, what he shared about slowing down to speed up, right? What our Sister Carmen talked about, continuing to open up opportunities for others to work with what she's been given with the boot camp and so much more. Everything is a test of our faith and our ability to hold on and stay the course no matter what. And it is a stretch. Bishop Jakes talks about it in Crushing when he put that book out about the coexisting of experiences, that you can't have one without the other. And while you're going through those moments, it's like, wait, hold on, wait a minute. Did I sign up for all of this here, all of this here situation? Really understanding that it's not because you did something wrong, but there's something else that's being burst out of the crushing experience that's coming into your new space, that you'll never return back to that old person that you were, but you truly understand that we suffer persecution, godly persecution, right? Things, if Jesus was on the cross, how are we going to free? That's just the bottom line, right? But he talks about the fact that as you're going through the crushing season,
faith is that gap that's in between you understanding what's coming on the other side, but believing that God is with us, right? So as we move through, God can take you from point A to point B as a test, as, okay, you're going to have to deal with this on the other side, so I got to get you ready for that. And you can't always go by your feelings, because if you get caught up in your feelings, you'll never remember the truth of the knowing of who God is. So when we are going through these moments and understanding the coexisting of your anointing and what I call the aggravation, right, of all the other stretching the things that are going on. But God is with us, as Romans 8:28 reminds us, that all things work together. So when we know that, nothing is wasted, and that he is still with us, he is still taking us through. And what we believe is that he is not a man that he would lie. What he said, he will do. So pain and purpose, they kind of walk hand in hand, married. And it's not that we stay there forever, or we want to dwell there forever, but we go through our test, our trial, our opportunity to exercise our faith and know that God is with us. So, you know, I always speak it to you as I speak it to myself, honey. We out here now, but let me go on over and release my mic, Brother Jason, because I think I saw LaDreen come up here too.
LaDreen,
we'll go to Sister Robin and LaDreen.
Yes. All right, Sister Robin, mic is yours.
Thank you so much. I'm calling from New Jersey, and my scripture is Psalm 37, 4 through 5. And this relates to serious traveling mercies God always gives me. And he gave it to me recently. Delight yourself. I delight myself in the Lord, and He did give me the desires of my heart. And he really did that. On Wednesday, we had very bad rain, and I went through a high amount of water. It pulled my wheel covers off, the thing that prevents rocks and things from hitting in your engine and things. It took the bolts out. My fender was split.
Wow.
And I thank God I made it home, but I had, it crumbled up the wheel barrier, the rubber part. It is made of rubber. And so luckily I was able to keep stepping on it and pushing it down. So it would, cause it was rubbing up against my tire. So I took it to a body shop that was nearby, and they gave me an estimate and told me, they told me the fender was on sale. And so it was like $800, but it was, the sale was $600. And then they told me something else was on sale. And I've never heard of a body shop having anything on sale, but, and they told me they could do it once the parts came in 3 days. So I said, great, you know, I'll take it. But I decided to go to another body shop just to see, what would happen with them. And they told me they couldn't take me until August 12th. And so I left there, and I had to drive really slow. And when I started driving, it made a lot of noise, and it had fallen down. So I called back to the body shop, and I asked them if they could recommend or somehow tape this rubber thing that was dragging up against the road, if it could tape it or tell me, you know, somehow to fix it. And they said, you know, go to Home Depot and get some zip ties and duct tape. And that the Home Depot was nearby. So I drove really slow on my way to Home Depot. And then I spotted a Goodyear tire place, and I pulled in there. And thank God they told me, they said, you know, we were pretty busy now, but We'll get to you as soon as we can. I was there and they said, it'll probably, we got to put it up on a lift. So it'll be $50. I was like, fine. You know, I just need it really fixed so I won't have to rent a car. I want to be able to drive it. And I was not in that shop but an hour and a half, and they fixed it. And I said, thank you, Jesus, out loud. And I said, boy, that was fast. And the guy behind the counter said, you must have somebody looking out for you because we were really busy. And when you came in, we had just had a little bit of a lull. And I was like, uh-huh, thank you, Jesus. I delight in you. You know, because I did pray before I went into that shop that please let them be able to help me, because I could not see me under my car trying to put a zip tie and a piece of tape to hold up this thing. And I just thank God for traveling mercies, for getting me home from the rain and then being able to drive my car. So I praise the Lord. Thank you for letting me share.
Amen, baby, ain't fair, honey. Amen, mm-hmm. Amen. Uh-oh, Jason got, this app is cracking up over here. He got booted off. But Sister Robin, thank you for that testimony. Amen, amen, amen. God's favor is with us. I think Patty was talking about that earlier. And, you know, it's in everything. Nothing is too small to acknowledge. And we just give God glory for something that could have been more that he made smooth and easy for you. So we bless God for your testimony. And Jason, we rebuke all of the crazy clubhouse glitches. Get it back over to you because I got to jump into another call. I tell you one thing, Secret Service, I said, look here. Y'all not going to worry me. But we're working with a wonderful gentleman on the team. And you know, that's not a job that I envy, honey, because our Secret Service, the whole nation is unto itself.
Yes, it is.
Pray my strength and that we can have smooth process, because it is a process to secure the safety of the principles of this country. So I'm going to mute back and jump back in if I can in a little bit, but love you all if I don't get to say it, and just please continue to keep me covered and lifted in this season of my life. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Amen, sis, amen. All right, we got Sister Ladrine on the stage. Hey, sis, how you doing?
Hey, 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 hey. Tip top of the morning. Hope you all can hear me.
We can hear you.
I'm Ladrine Howard Peterson from Fort Washington, Maryland, but today I'm calling from, it's sunny everywhere on the East Coast, but I'm calling from sunny Orlando. I'm here on a public foot, so really excited on this much-needed getaway here. So in terms of just what I'm thankful for on today, again, just some of that in patience, prayer, protection, and the entire book of Psalms. It has been a trying and testing week, but also just safe to remember that God sits on the throne, that God still sits on the throne and forever will sit on the throne. My patience just have been packed everywhere from work, all of my jobs, from work and just engaging with people. Mm-hmm. And if we are honest, we can be triggered into spaces that take us out of the characteristics of a child of God. And I intentionally said that I'm not going to allow the chaos and the things that are going on around me to impact me. It's not easy to do it, and it's easier said than done. But when you're intentional about something and you really pray about it and you really ask God about it, it's just so amazing how things that seem like a big hurdle, that when you put God into the solution and start with God, it makes it like just so minimal. So as I was going through all of the various things, it would be so like just timing how God would make himself known in the middle of a situation. For example, I was on a leadership call for my church. So it was ministers and everything. And after we do a certain reflector, I know that I am the first person to present. And the last person who spoke had triggered me because they're the person who does the eulogy for our churches. And they were talking about having to make a visit to someone where the doctor had told her to pick the day that she wanted to die. It was no more that they can do. And once they removed the tube, that she was going to die. So the doctor basically told her to pick the day. And she was just asking for prayer. Like, that's a tough question. Even as a Christian, you know where you're going and you go there. But, oh, like, wait, like, that's the thing. And it really, like, y'all know I'm so overly empathetic. I empathize with people very much. That part of me is sometimes very testing because I have to be careful who I'm around because it speaks into it, my whole spirit. And y'all, in that moment, I just immediately fell for that lady who had been in a situation, and it made me think of my sister when we were bedside. And thank God for Dr. Stacy and Reverend Smith and all those who prayed for my sister while, you know, her last days while I was at her bedside with the phone. But here's the thing, and here's how God works. So, yeah, I'm on the phone, in this space, getting ready for this presentation, analytics with numbers and all of those things. And I was like, God, I'm triggered. And I felt it. But here's how it goes. It just adjusted, and they just began to go into prayer before the call. My executive pastor was like, let's just have prayer before we go into the meeting, which was good. So I'm like, Psalm 3. Right? Selah, we called. And I was like, thank you, God, for this call. So, y'all, I still didn't have it all the way back together. I'm crying. Like, tears are coming out of my eyes. And I'm like, whew. So, when I go in, here's the thing about being transparent and stop trying to be so strong and letting God use you for all aspects of you. So, as I go on, I said, hey, I just want to let you all know that I was triggered by that comment. I'm having a moment. I can proceed with my report, but I just need to turn my camera off, and I just want to make you all aware. So I proceeded on to do it, and everything went fine. Got off for a minute, stepped away, and got myself together. So that was just one moment, right? Because the scripture that we talked about was 2 Corinthians 12:9, right? And my weakness is God's strength. So we were talking about that in our morning peace. I got triggered in the middle of the middle, that's about to say something, in the middle of getting ready to present. And the very scripture that was raised up was the one that kept me and held me. I was like, oh, I can do this on week. He was like, I don't need you to do anything but the report that I helped you to prepare the night before. So I don't need you in your weakness. And in my very weakness, where I couldn't get together, God's strength helped me to get through the presentation. So I was very thankful of that and carried that on too. And then it went on down too. So I'm in between a Psalm 3 and a Psalm 91, right? So Psalm 3, as you raised above, talked about the patience and the necessary for the pause to stay up. And Psalm 91, y'all, everybody know about the chaos that was in the airport on yesterday. I told you I'm in Orlando. My flight was at 6:55 on yesterday. Logging in, kind of do my outer office. Nothing will work. 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, oh, my God, I can't put my outer office to go. Here's the thing. All that chaos that was going on, right? And I need y'all to hear this and get this, because this is the main part. All of the chaos that was going on in the airport, me and my cousins got there, we ended up having like 20 minutes of delay overall. Here's the thing. 1,000. It says it in Psalm 91:7. Y'all know Psalm 91 is my favorite. But it reminds you, 1,000 shall fall at thy side and 10,000 at thy right hand. But it shall not come nigh thee. Thousands of people. Fights canceled. People can't get to this and that. Thousands.
Yeah.
Yet, my flight was there. Me and my cousins were set. My legs still going on. I'm in a road. The wheelchair got the front row seat and all this. So I'm just saying all these things. The world can be in chaos, but God still sits on the ground. And if you believe and you trust in God, all of these things and all of the stuff of the world won't even impact you. It won't impact you. Yes, you'll be engaged of it or your neighbor or however it would be. But we as Christians, we got to remember and always remember that God sits on the ground. So when we engage in different activities, it's going to hit us differently. Yes, the same chaos of the airport with me and everybody else, right? But it's that favor. It's that favor. And I just thank God for allowing me to openly see, because all of us get that favor and all of us have these moments. But it's when, as I started at the beginning, when you are intentional about something, you will be able to see it. So I'm going to close again how I started. And the book, Common, prayers out to you. And Dr. Stacy, keep doing what you're doing. And we love
Thank you for that share, sis. Good stuff as always. All right. And we've got the factoring lady herself, Patricia. Mike is yours.
Good morning. Pat Whitney calling in from Houston, Texas. Wanted to do a quick share and then I'll share my scripture. I'm very grateful to have power. I was out not as long is Carmen. I just can tell you it was almost a week for us, and towards the end it's like, can we find a hotel, you know, and everything was booked. So that was just very, very miserable. But what keeps me going is I know there are others that are way worse off as myself, and I'm on my way. When I spoke last Saturday, I was at Enterprise trying to get a car because my vehicle went out on me during the storm. 2 hours of waiting for gas is when it went out. And I was alone from 10 in that morning. I didn't get home until 8:30 at night. So that was miserable. When I talk about miserable, but as you all know, Houston is super hot. So, you know, the index is like 110. And I'm heading to get my, I'm grateful, trying to keep it together here, grateful that, yes, I did get a rental and I only had to pay 2 days worth of rental. God was so good to me and I was able to get a loaner car. So that's what I'm in now, and I'm driving to the dealership. They gave me some crazy $9,000 price ticket, which is more than I even owe on the car. And had to just be calm about it and really dissect that invoice myself and really use common sense and wisdom. Like, okay, what do I really need, you know? And, you know, all these terminologies that I don't know with regard to vehicles, but what do I need to just to drive off the lot? I just need to be able to get to work, all that other stuff. You know, I can get later. Those of you that know that I have professed and declared and decreed that I will be debt free, you know, that comes to mind when you get a $9,000 price ticket. And I moved back home and we got a unit that's broke, and that's a $12,000 ticket as well. And so when you work so hard and you declare that you're going to be debt free and then stuff like this comes up, it can put you down a little bit. But I'm you know, keeping myself lifted. And and then the other thing I wanted to share was with regard to pain. So I've been feeling not too great this week. I honestly felt like I needed a vacation from not having power the week before. And work, the load is heavy because, you know, behind a week, and then I was on vacation the week before that. So needed you know, 2 weeks of being out of the office, I got a lot of work piled on. But I don't know if it's the stress or what have you, but this week, you know, the throat started being scratchy or whatever, and I thought it was allergies. But I'm grateful that I listened to, you know, that's why it's important to be in the Word and to really listen, right? And so I guess it was like, yeah, Friday is when I woke up and it was like, okay, I can visually see that my throat is red. And I was able to get into the doctor and it struck. So, you know, I ain't crazy. It really was something, and I'm grateful that I got the meds for that. And the other thing is my back went out on me. And again, I want to say this is probably the third or fourth time I've shared with you all. And this has been the worst this time. And I mean, I couldn't even tie my shoes. It was hard to put my shoes on, hard to get out of bed. And like Dr. Stacy was sharing earlier about her pain. And it's like, it's crazy because it's like out of the blue, you know, how did this happen? And it's like amongst the chaos, you know? So, I don't know, you know how when you go to the doctor for one thing, they don't want to treat you for anything else, but I squeezed in my back situation and I had to go to a Walgreens because my doctor was not available. But thankfully that physician assistant saw my pain and she prescribed me a steroid. I had learned something new. There are steroids out there that has a ibuprofen component to it. And so that's what I took last night. I took 8 pills last night. So that's what you do. Like the first dose, you got to take 2 of one and 6 of the other. And then it kind of goes down, cascades down. But anyway, that's a whole lot to share. But I'm doing well. And I'm just declaring, you know, healness. Obviously, we got to use wisdom. So it being the third time that my back's going out. And let me tell you, when it's like, oh, that pain is so strong. I mean, I swear it feels like it ages me 20, 30 years when it happens. And, but then not, because I see 80-year-olds lifting weights too. You got some of those bodybuilders that are out there in their 60s and 70s and so forth. So I need to figure out what's going on there. So I will be getting with my primary. So my psalm that I'm going to end with is all the psalms are very powerful for me and have helped me keep clear and positive. But today and the last few weeks, I'm standing on Psalm 91. God is my refuge. And I yield my mind. Thank you.
Thank you for that share, sis. And let's see if Dr. Stacy is available for the closeout. And by the way, for those of you who have not yet visited the link at the top of the room, faithpreneurweekend.com/partnership, go ahead, visit that link, check it out. You may know someone who would partner with us in this venture. Or you yourself may be at that place where you say, you know what, I am ready to partner as well. Check it out, look through it, and pray about it. See what God leads you to do. I am going to message Doc and see if she is
here.
Look, okay, all right, there you go.
Right on time. I said, oop, did he just cue me in? Did he cue the organ? Lord, I'm just hearing from my Ladrine and my Patty, but I pray the factory lady that yes, they are well, and always great hearing everyone voice that's here and sharing your testimonies and just how we overcome. We overcome by the that's blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So I just thank God for all the testimonies coming forth here in our Faithpreneur VIP prayer call. I am about to jump into the next round. Oh, Lord, pray my strength, pray my strength, pray my strength, Lord Jesus. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Then my brother Darren talked about that. You know, that's my scripture, Luke 1:37. So that's what I'm holding on to and standing on his word. I'm going to read this passage from my Commanding Your Morning with my mentor, Dr. Trim. She called me the other day checking on me, and she was like, God's got you. He's covering, she gave me a whole word. When I talk to Dr. Trim, I have to have like a recorder present because I can never take enough notes because he just starts flowing. I'm like, Lord have mercy. But I thank God for just those he's put in my life and those who I've been able to be mentored by, to be supported by, to be with all of you who are my family, my community, in prayer, that no matter how much is going on in my world, that never stops the opportunity for us to be in fellowship here. And I truly thank God for you, my dear brother Jason, my dear sister Carmen, and of course, our Clubhouse Auntie Roz and Uncle Vinny. Just keep them covered in your prayers as they are passing through this situation. We pray for complete healing and restoration for Uncle Vinny's body. And each and every one of you that are here are part of the work, whether you're speaking up here on the platform, you're in the listening lounge, you're on the conference line, you're catching the replay. We are all a part of being a witness to what God is doing in our life. And this devotional says, grow in virtue. Make every effort to supplement your faith with virtue, and your virtue with knowledge, and your knowledge with self-control, and self-control with steadfastness, and steadfastness with godliness, and godliness with brotherly affection, and brotherly affection with love. That's the ESV version, 2 Peter 1, 5 through 7. You know, I'm always reading King Jimmy, but that's what's up in here. It's not about the medals of and glory, for the glory belongs to the Lord alone, but it's about bringing the kingdom of God to bear on the kingdom of this world through prayer. We can never accomplish this if we lack virtues and a general of prayer. Virtues of a general of prayer, godly wisdom, honesty, kindness, courage, and living lives of disciplined devotion rather than being driven by the latest wind of doctrine or whim of desire. That's the part I love, disciplined devotion, that every one of us has to work out our own salvation, right? So if you're working out your own soul salvation, you should be in the Word daily. You should be meditating on God's Word. You should be building up your prayer life. You should learn of how to praise and worship, understanding what the holy tongues that God gives us, what the Holy Ghost gives us utterance to speak. Like, you got to take time to study all of that so that you can put on the whole armor. And the prayer that she put is, Father, I desire to partner with you to bring your kingdom to bear on the kingdom of the world. Mature me in your word and sharpen my sensitivity to your spirit. Let wisdom, honesty, kindness, courage, and disciplined devotion mark my life and my prayers. I decree and declare that I will not be motivated by the latest spiritual trends or my own whims. I place my flesh in submission to your word and declare what you have said in the name of Jesus. All the glory belongs to you. Well, amen to that. Making sure that we're not getting caught up with what seems trendy or what seems convenient or marketable, but we stay focused on the assignment that God has given you to do in the kingdom, and that Destiny Designers University is here as the safe place for that growth and development of your faith and the execution of your gifts and your talents in the marketplace, and the partnership with our Destiny partners that are here to undergird that work and support it through our training and media and exposure, all the things that we are building and doing for the community. So I hope that blessed you all. And I'm just going to close this out in prayer and say, Father, thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to just be in fellowship. Thank you for the blessing of life, as I had to multitask on this call and got another message about someone transitioning. Someone is coming in this world and someone is leaving this world every second of every day. So we don't take it for granted for the seconds and the moments that we do have to be here on this planet. Let our lives be a testimony to you. Let our actions be reminiscent of a child of God. And let our consistency in growing our faith strengthen our spirit, because we are spirit beings having a human experience. And we just ask you to cover us, to guide us, to keep us, to lead us, to protect us as we endeavor to do your will, as we thank you for new grace and new mercy you grant us each day. And we just ask, Father, that you strengthen us, you cover us, you guide us, and you lead us. We pray for those who are bereaved. We ask you to cover and heal their hearts. There's no word when we lose our loved ones, but you tell us we honor them by how we live. At least that's the word you gave me, and that has been comforting in all that I have personally experienced and what we have shared in this community. And we pray, Lord, for those who've been ill. Thank you for healing and covering them. Be with those who are caregivers. You know their needs. Fill them to overflow. Thank you for the children that are enjoying time off from school. And let them not engage in idle behavior that leads to destruction. We come against thoughts of suicide and depression that are just prevalent, whether it be young people, older individuals, just the challenge of asking for help. Help us not to ask for, help us not to suffer, help us not to suffer in silence, Lord. Let's ask for help, not because we're weak, but because we want to remain strong. You know what's going on. You didn't put us here to do life alone. You put us here to do life together. So be with each and every one as we navigate this thing called life. You know what's ahead of us. You know what's before us. You know what we're walking through with you. So we just thank you for guiding, leading, and protecting. Father, we pray for our families, that they will be knitted together. Those who are going through transitions of separations or divorce, we just put it all before the cross and just ask you to be with each and every one. So much is happening in the world. We pray for nations all across this globe. We pray for this cyber attack or disconnection or power outage, whatever caused this particular challenge that we're seeing affecting the world. We just ask you to set things in order for people to safely travel and arrive where they need to go. We come against any trick or plan of the enemy, and we cover every household that's represented from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet in the blood of Jesus. So thank you for every household that's represented here. Thank you for those who might have come in and out throughout the time we've been fellowshipping together, those who may catch the replay, and let us continue to be beacons of light in this very short and troubled world that we live in. So we glorify you and we honor you. Thank you for forgiving us, for seeing past our faults, seeing our needs and our desire to serve you. Thank you for new grace and new mercy you grant us each day. And thank you for victory in advance. We claim victory. We decree and declare breakthrough. We cancel and cast down anything that is not of you. And we just stand in the knowing that we are victorious through Christ who strengthens us. So we bless you, we worship you, and we praise you in the matchless name of Jesus. Amen.
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 All right, family, have a good one. And by the grace of God, we'll be back together again same time next week. Love you all, and there's nothing you can do about it. Bye-bye.
Love you.
And the room will end in 5, 4, 3, 2, the 11th grade one.
Thank you for tuning in to the Faithpreneur VIP Prayer Call Podcast. We hope that you continue to listen and share this with anyone you think would be blessed by the fellowship. Sign up to participate on our live Saturday calls at www.vipprayercall.com. That's vipprayercall.com. This is Dr. Stacy signing off and hope to connect with you again soon. Bye for now.